nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days.
What do you think goes best with this shirt?
I think this one. That one's also nice.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. We just got a last-minute flight assignment to Paris, and we need a little favor.
Name it.
Could you let the plumber in tomorrow? He's going to put on that new shower head we bought.
Hey, consider it done.
Here's the plumber's phone number. Now, you'll have to call him to confirm a time.
Don't worry. I'll handle everything.
Well, thanks, guys. We've got to run. There's a cab waiting.
Bye-bye. I'll call the plumber. Hello, is this Pipe Dreams Plumbing? Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Ms. Jennifer Lyons. Yes, I'd like to cancel that appointment. No, I'm going to be doing it myself. No, you can't invite all your friends over to watch. Jerk.
Gorson, I'm sure I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that I heard you call and cancel the plumber.
I did.
I see. Well, I'm very sure I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that I heard you tell the plumber that you were going to put on the shower head yourself.
I am.
I see. Well, in that case, may I invite my friends over to watch? Because when it comes to plumbing, you don't know Bo Diddley.
Bounty, this has nothing to do with plumbing. Jennifer wasn't asking me to call a plumber. She was asking me to come to her rescue.
I could have sworn she asked you to call a plumber.
Those were her words, but her eyes were saying, "Help me."
No, I think her eyes were saying, "Call a plumber."
Belky, Belky, Belky. It's what women do. They pretend to be helpless so their man can come to the rescue. When Jennifer gets back and finds out her man has handled it, I'll be a hero, and she will want to thank me. Hmm?
Are we still talking about plumbing? Cousin, can I offer you anything? A tool, a ladder, a can of WD-40?
I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Cousin, I hope you'll accept this in the spirit in which it's given. But as far as I can see, you seem to have absolutely no idea what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
I think you're doing it completely wrong.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Balky, how many showers are there on Mipos?
None. It's an island.
And how many shower heads have you replaced?
Wait.
How many shower heads have you replaced?
None.
None? As in zero? As in never, ever have you replaced a shower head?
That is correct.
I see. And yet you are telling me, someone who has been around showers for over a quarter of a century, that I am doing it wrong?
That is correct.
Well, perhaps you'd like to tell me the right way.
Yes, I would.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Would you?
I would.
What is the right way?
I don't know. But I just know you're doing it the wrong way. Cousin, what did the directions say?
Directions? I threw them out. My father has made it through his whole life without ever reading a set of directions. He once rewired the entire house without directions.
Isn't that the house that burned to the ground?
They never proved it was the wiring. Now, are you going to be a friend, or are you going to stand there and insult my family?
Oh, cousin, all right, what do you want me to do?
Just help me with this.
Okay. That's a hammer.
Very good.
I don't believe I've ever heard the hammer referred to as the plumber's helper.
It was in my house. Now, here. I'll hold the wrench. You've got the hammer. When I nod my head, you hit it.
Come again.
When I nod my head, you hit it.
I can't do that.
Balky, don't make this complicated. I'll hold the wrench. You've got the hammer. When I nod my head, you hit it. You hit it! And do you understand?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
What are you doing?
You said that when you nod your head, I am supposed to hit it.
The wrench! Hit the wrench! I'll do it myself.
Good, because I'm emotionally drained.
Ha ha ha!
pipe broke, huh?
Yes, it did. Dedication?
23 straight hours of hard work. Boy, Coulson, this place looks like the tidy bowl man went berserk.
If you want to make an omelet, you've got to break some eggs. A few cans of spackle, you'll never know we've been here.
Boy, this spackle must be amazing stuff.
Yes, it is. Now, what do you say we button this job up? Jennifer and Marianne will be back tonight.
Wilson, where does this go?
Trash. Well, I think we're ready to test this baby. Jennifer gets here and starts gushing with gratitude, it will all be worth it. To me, anyway. If you're interested, I'll throw a little of the credit your way.
No, Coulson, I want you to have all the credit.
Suit yourself. That's the girls. Feel free to take notes.
brought some wine from Paris. It's imported.
But, this is a California wine.
Well, in Paris, they said it was imported.
I tried to tell her. Larry, thanks for letting the plumber in. That shower massage felt great after a long flight.
It wasn't the plumber who eased those sore, aching muscles, Jennifer. I replaced the shower head myself.
Oh. Well, whatever.
No need to take notes.
A woman just got off a plane. Give her a chance to adjust to the time zone, and the girl will gush with gratitude. Guaranteed. You know, Jennifer, felt good getting my hands on the old monkey wrench again. I forgot how much I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm happy for you, Larry.
Listen, I hope we didn't make too much of a mess up in your bathroom.
Well, how much of a mess can you make changing a shower head?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
What Balky means is that even the simplest of home repairs can be tough if someone doesn't know what he's doing.
Take it from Cousin Larry.
Well, it must give you a real sense of security knowing there's a man around in case there's a crisis.
Or in case you want a crisis.
Balky?
Yes.
Don't you think you should pour the wine?
Good idea, Cousin. Better me than you.
You know, it's weird. I could have sworn when we left our bathroom tile was green and now it's blue.
Well, sometimes even the simplest thing like a new shower head can change a whole look of a bathroom.
Looks great. Of course, now I do have to buy new towels.
Done around the apartment. You know, I've always been good with my hands. My dad taught me all about home repair. Did I ever tell you about the time my dad rewired without a set of direction? The man was a genius. Malky, I'm in the middle of a story.
Oh.
There you go, Marianne. And... Lovely rosé.
Funny, it wasn't rosé when I bought it.
Cousin, we seem to have sprung a little leak.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, don't worry. No need to panic.
Well, shouldn't we call the landlord?
There. Whatever it was, it stopped. Come on. Let's not let a leaky roof ruin a beautiful evening. Remember, into every life a little rain must fall.
Isn't our bathroom right up there?
that depends on what you plumbers consider an emergency. Did you see the Poseidon Adventure?
Larry, I still don't understand why you try to fix it yourself.
I thought that's what you wanted.
I just wanted you to call the plumber. It seems so simple.
Cousin, the plumber's on his way. He said to have your checkbook ready. Plus any CDs that might have matured.
Come on, Jennifer. We better go upstairs and wait for him. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Balky, why do I do this? Why didn't I just call the plumber in the first place?
Well, cousin, you know...
Or after the pipe broke?
Well,
why didn't I realize it?
Well, because, you know...
Or after the toilet exploded? What does it take? What is the matter? What is wrong with me?
Well, cousin, you know, part of the problem is you tend to ask questions and then not wait for the answers.
Balky, how did I let things go so far?
But you know, cousin, you sometimes get an idea in your head and then you just won't let it go. You remind me of this dog I used to know on Meepos. He was always chasing his tail, and then one day he caught it and spun himself to death. It wasn't a pretty sight.
I guess I do get carried away sometimes. I just thought that if I could do it myself, Jennifer would be impressed.
Cousin, listen. Jennifer likes you for what you are, and you want her to like you for what you are not.
Well, I figured if she thought I was a macho, handy, take-charge kind of guy, she'd like me even more.
Cousin, listen to me. Jennifer doesn't want a macho, handy, take-charge kind of guy. She wants you.